spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Well, our warming trend is underway. Still pretty tolerable yesterday, even though the temperatures were up a couple of degrees. The humidity not too bad, but you're going to start to feel that humidity more today. And that will help to trigger a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms as the sea breeze pushes inland, especially near and west of I-95. A widely scattered shower or thunderstorm. Less than half the area will get rain. In fact, less than about 30% of the area to get rain. But you get underneath one of those storms on the sea breeze, they could briefly produce some heavy downpours and some lightning. So keep an eye to the sky this afternoon. There may be a lingering isolated shower or storm for the first couple of hours of the early evening tonight, and then our warming trend continues, just dropping into the mid to upper 60s. And then all systems go for the hot weekend we've been talking about all week long. Temperatures a solid 10 degrees or so above average into the mid to upper 80s tomorrow and around 90 degrees on Sunday. It'll be some of the most widespread 90-degree temperatures that we've had so far this year. We typically don't get our first 90-degree day in Jacksonville till about the first 10 days, around the 10th or so of May, give or take. So it's going to be here a little bit earlier with that 90-degree heat on Sunday. Now, the breeze picks up, too, ahead of a cold front on Sunday, which helps us out a little bit. That'll make it feel at least a bit cooler, perhaps. But that's ahead of a strong cold front. And that front will produce severe weather from Texas to the lower Tennessee Valley on Saturday and then push eastward to the Florida Panhandle and much of Georgia on Sunday. So if you're traveling west and northwest away from Jacksonville, stay up to date on the latest forecast and be prepared for the possibility of severe weather. Now, that front moving through Sunday night will still be producing showers and thunderstorms. It's our next best chance for widespread rain for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Given the timing of the front, it would appear that we're looking at a weakening squall line of thunderstorms pushing into the area. So some brief heavy downpours and some lightning. But we will have to still keep an eye out for maybe an isolated severe storm or two overnight on Sunday. But it would appear that the main severe weather threat, it will be to the north and west of Jacksonville with the peak heating of the day and closer to the upper level disturbance from the Florida Panhandle into Georgia and the western Carolinas. But we'll keep you updated, of course, round the clock through the weekend. And then once that front moves through, a beautiful weather pattern change for a couple of days early next week. We'll have lots of sun. It'll be cooler and less humid. Highs in the upper 70s Monday will drop into the 40s and 50s Monday night. So even though you'll likely be cranking the AC over the weekend, we will get a nice break early next week, which should allow you to open up the windows for a couple of days. And high temperatures Tuesday, only near 80 degrees before we warm up yet again the middle and end of next week ahead of yet another strong cold front that looks like it brings us some rain late Thursday night into Friday, perhaps. So the weather pattern is relatively active, fairly up and down temperature-wise. Certainly not anything unusual for this time of year, or at least not stuck in the heat day after day after day like we will be in a few months. And by the way, also today and tomorrow will mark the last 2 days of Wildfire Preparedness Week. Always good to stay up to date with the latest information on the wildfire season. We've been fairly lucky so far with some timely rains and a relatively wet winter, at least. But always a concern this time of year is the days are longer, the temperatures are hotter, the evaporation rates are greater, and we typically have less rain. So April and May, the peak of our wildfire season. Two of the biggest things you can do, number one, make sure you have a defensible space around your house and buildings of at least 30 feet from anything that can burn. And then secondly, planting vegetation that's native to Florida and therefore reasonably drought resistant. It doesn't burn as easily, in other words, if there is a wildfire. More information, as always, in the Burrish blog, and I tweeted out at Mike First Alert. Have a great and safe weekend. It's going to be a hot one. Sunburn times down around 15 to 20 minutes or so. The beaches will be a great place to go. Water temperatures have, by the way, been flirting with 70 degrees for the first time all year long, the last couple of days. So just make sure you have the sunscreen handy and keep an eye out for those storms as they start to move across the area for Sunday night. Otherwise, enjoy your weekend with all the weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout.
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.